Daf Yud Tes.
Mm-hmm. Now, we just finished a machlokas on the previous page between Rabbi Yossi, I don't even know it was Rabbi Yaina, was it?
What did you say, 18, 19,
11? Yeah, we're on 19A, and I just want to review very briefly from the two dots outside on 18B. We had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Remember Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said that a person who's a chaver, who wants to be makabel, who wants to become Naaman on Maaseres, Tanakama had said that one of the things he has to be makabel is lo lehisareach itzol ameiratzim, not to be a guest. Rabbi Yehuda said no, he could. And the Chacham said if he's not Naaman for himself, how could he be not miming him for acherim? He's eating enum osur. So we had a machlokas. Is he really eating any moser when he goes over his friends' houses or not? Machlokas. Reb Yoina said that no, that he wouldn't eat there, right? They don't end up eating there at all. And Reb Yoisi said no. When they go there, they eat, and they take eat there adar sheinu moser l'charim. That's what it sounds like. Like we said yesterday. From outside the home, from kosher inside the home, not necessarily outside the home. So, so the Gemara is going to bring a proof to Reb Yossi. You think Reb Yossi is the firmer one? You were expecting that we should pass the like Reb Yossi and bring Raya to Reb Yossi, but another Yerushalmi is not afraid. We're going to bring a Raya to Reb Yossi. Milehon derabbanan misayin al Reb Yossi. That there's words of the following rabbis support Rabbi Yossi. Damar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, he said the following, Lo Yomer Rabbi Yehuda El V'Sof. When we say Sof and Tequila, what we mean is like this. We mean when you go to eat at the Amaretz's house, your friend, you're the person who's makabel the four things in the Mishnah. Lo Limkar, Lo Lachol, right? Lo Lokech, and Lo Lehisarech Yitzel Amaretz. So Rabbi Yehuda's chalak on the fourth one, but when is it true that you're neman? That's l'sof. That's when you leave your friend's house. But batchila, if you're in the house at the beginning of the meal, the beginning of the invitation, no good. At that moment, you're talking not going to be You're not going to be neman because you're in the process of eating. Paris Amma Aretz.
You get that title back once you.
And you get the title back since we know you keep it personally in your own house. And it's a very very strange thing, but that's what it says over here. So that's what it says. This is one shot in what the Gemara means. Lama Rabbi Yehuda Ela B'Sof, Avo Batchila Oif Rabbi Yehuda Maidi. If it would be at the very beginning, while he's still a guest in the Amma Aretz's house, he'd agree that he's not trusted. So the Gemara says, so how is this approved to Rabbi Yossi? So in Tamar Chaverin Ein Chashim Lo Locha V'Lo L'Hachil, if you hold like Rabbi Yonah said, that they're not going to eat when they go over the house, so Ma'abim Yachil Ma'abim Yosof, what's the difference? Whether it's the beginning of the meal there or the end of the meal there, you're not eating stuff that's not Masukin anyway. It shouldn't affect your Nemonis, whether you're still in the house or not still in the house. But if it's, it doesn't matter. But if it's, what's his name, if it's Reb Yossi, then it makes sense, because then while you're there, you're eating it, and then when you leave, you're not eating it. That's one way to learn the Gemara. Very odd, a little. It doesn't smell right, right? It doesn't pass the smell test, this pshat. I mean, it's really strange. So we would have to say a different pshat. And that is, I think the Gruz pshat, I'm not sure who was. I heard this on when I was driving home today, so I don't know too well. But basically, it said like this, that we're talking about, when we say tefillah and sof in this Gemara, we're not talking about eating in the Amaretz's house. We're talking about the Kabbalah that you made. Okay? It means, in the beginning, when you want to become a Naaman, so you have to be makabel all the things that Tanakhama said. Even if Yehuda agrees to that. The sof, that's tchila. The sof means if later on you shvacht up a little bit on that element, you're not going to lose it. Okay, we're not going to disqualify you because you violated and you accept an invitation every now and then. That's not going to, that's what it means. But at the get-go, to become a Neman, then even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Maskin. And that's going to make a nafka mina in what the next line of the Gemara. Because the next line of the Gemara, it says, notice how in the parentheses it says, Ditani, because we learned, or Tani, according to the way we just said, the pshat is, you're going to see how this flows right into the next Gemara. The Tani, according to this pshat, Hamakabal of Lius Nemun Chosmi Davar Echad, if someone accepts upon himself to be a trusted person. Except for one thing, so let's suppose I'm makabel lo lecho lo lo likach lo limkar, but I'm not makabel lo lisareach islam aretz. No good. That means your kabbalah is falling short of what it needs to be, right? Ein makabel also hachoshen al davar echad choshen hu al kol. Rabbi Hudoimer ein hachoshen al isa davar bavad. So you see that the Tanakhama said if you're choshen on one thing, it disqualifies you completely. Whereas if Yehuda is more makel, and he says no, it's only only gonna be that thing is he choshen. But basically, what Yehuda is saying, according to the pshat, let's say it's the gross pshat, I don't know if it is, but if it's the gross pshat, the pshat is the Tani. We're bringing a proof that it's only a requirement in the beginning. Of course, Hamakabal of Leos Nemun Chutzmi Davar Echad. Everybody agrees to that. That's the Tchilo. That's Eimakablan also, right? It says Eimakablan also. Eimakablan also. That's not a Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda's Maskimit to begin at the outset to get the title, so to speak, to get the diploma, you have to pass all the tests. But later on, if you shvach up a little bit, so then heals up. Okay, that's interesting. A different based on your source of did Tani or Tani, it'll make a difference whether this is a flow as proof into the previous Gemara or not. Okay, Tani Hanemun al Hatares. Now there's another level of like a person's makabel on himself not to eat chulin except betara. So it's a certain level of purity, which is of course a complete chumrah. There's no requirement at all in that Torah to do such a thing. But if a person does that, he's obviously, it's like a kavachomer. If you're makbid on even taras, so surely you're makbid on the oraisa of a maestris. I mean, that's no question. You're going to, of course, be mafresh your trumas and maestris from your paris. So that's what it says. Hanemunal hataras, once you've gotten that level of nemunas, then nemunal maestris. Tanisa rabbianai rabbi shmoel, bar mataima hadoa detemar b'masarach etzla. This was said when you're hosted by the person who is trusted regarding Taurus. And we're going to turn to the base in a second. You'll see what we're going to say. It's hard to see. On Amud Aleph, it's very difficult to understand what that means exactly. It's not until you turn the page that you begin to have an insight into what he means by that statement. So now we're on your testament base. Of a Barabim, Enonemonachi Kabbal of Barabim. So what we're trying to say here is like this. There's two levels of nemanus. There's if I go to your house for a meal, so you're a neman to give me stuff that's msukkah. That's private. So we have a private relationship. This is a private transaction. I'm eating at your house. There's another thing, if you're the makolet owner, you own the makolet on the corner, and you're selling to the whole neighborhood over there, so that's a public thing. So what he's saying is, this brisa that says that someone who's neman on taharas is neman on maestras, that can only lead you as far as the private relationship. But when it comes to the public relationship, the way he puts it in English, I think it is, here's the words, which I like these words. In footnote one, in public, it's necessary to have an objective standard. That means this is the rule. You could be as from as hashgacha. Basically, it's that whole schmooze that, you know, that recently was in the news. In the RJJ Journal, there was an article about it, and there was, again, I hate to mention it two nights in a row, but there was a Halakhic Hotlines whole thing about it, about, you know, these businesses that are opening up. Let's say, for example, there's one, a private lady that makes dips. You know, so the issue is, are you going to allow that to be sold, with, or someone makes, another woman makes, a lot of it women make desserts, you know, special desserts. So are they going to be allowed to sell to the public without hashgacha or not? So there's a, you know, there's a great number of, a great halachic debate about this. Rabbi Reese has a major article in RJJ Journal, last the most recent one, where he shows that it is absolutely unacceptable to not have hashgacha. He has his.
So how did we work with Baltimore of old when we had Leibus?
Yeah.
We ate from him. And
everybody ate from Leibus.
Right.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Yeah. So it could be that these standards here of Maisris may be different than Kashrus in general. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer. I didn't look into it, but it's Yesh Lachkar on Alzeh. But here it's clear. The Gemara is saying, even though he's Nemar al Ataras, is Nemar al Maisris, that's only true in the private arena. But in public, you need to follow the objective standard that's set down in the Mishnah and be makabel in front of, I said it last night, I'll say it again, you have to be makabel in front of three people. It could be that it has to be three chaverim even. That's what seems to be a shaila in Paiskin, whether you need three chaverim or not. But and they have to, in order to have proof of that, two witnesses would have to see that Kabbalah to be able to say to another community. Okay, so that's the end of that. Okay, then Rabbi Ami B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, he backs it up with another story, right? Rabbi Yanai is saying, even I, who am a great Talmud Chacham scholar, and you know, this is mamash like the Gemara in the end of Sota, right? That Mishameis Rabbi Batal Anava, and he says, well, ha'ika no, isn't it me, even me, who I'm the big Talmud Chacham. So I know, it sounds a little bit gaivadik, but it's the truth. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yanai. He says, even I am not Naman. Acha Kabbalah Barabim. I have to have the Kabbalah Barabim. There is a standard, and that has to be the one that you follow. This is the Yerushalmi's opinion. He brings over here in footnote 4 that it should be noted, Bavli Bechoros 30b records a difference of opinions about a similar question based on that passage. Rambam Hilchas Maaser 10:2 rules against Yerushalmi that a Torah scholar is trusted with regard to his maestros, even without a formal commitment to the regulations. Ayin Shom, if you're interested in this topic. Okay, so it seems to be a machlokes b'Rav Yerushalmi in this regard. Reb Ze'ir, Reb Yosef, Reb Shem, Reb Yochanan, afilo chaver shoshal chaver tzorcha aser, even one Talmud Chacham sending to another Talmud Chacham chaver, well, you know, the ultimate, the chaver, right? Five is someone who is scrupulous with Tuma and Tara, it says over here. But he has not publicly. Yeah, it's not exactly the same thing.
At all. He's just saying you have to give Meister. I mean, you have to give.
No. In other words.
You don't have to have a standard. Totally different.
Who are saying. Let's see. In footnote 7. Footnote 7. He said, the Rebbechan's point is as follows. Let's look at it inside here. I may have forgotten this. We learned in the Brice on 19a, right? One may eat food served in the home of a person known to be trustworthy with regard to Tumah and Tara, even if that person is not formally committed to the regulations. Rabbi Yanai ruled it doesn't apply to public consumption outside the home of a trusted person. Rabbi Yochanan now adds, the leniency also does not apply to food sent as a gift by this person. Okay, so that's the point. So, in other words, you might have thought that if I send Dov a private Shalach Monas box, so now he's not eating at my house. If he would eat at my house, then it would be private, and he wouldn't have to worry about Maisris. But since I've never made the public acceptance in Barabim, so the fact that I sent it to him, that's already considered public. That's what he's trying to say. Right? Rabbi Yochanan's adding, the leniency also does not apply to food sent as a gift by this person. So that's considered the level of public. That's what you have to say the pshat is, right? What's public? What's private? Private is in my house. That's private. Public is once the food leaves my house. All right? Does that make sense?
Sort of. Because the gift thing is still not saying that you have to do the standards. The gift thing, you have to give money, that's all you're saying.
Exactly the same thing.
What?
Because as Yonirei.
No, no, we're saying that the chaver has to take maestros from what I sent him.
Right.
But I'm a nemon. If you were to eat in my house, you wouldn't have to take maestros.
Yeah.
So the answer must be because this is considered public. That has to be the pshat. Okay. Reb Zeira ba kumi Reb Yosef, got a nila Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak, Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak li. What's the rule? So he's asking like this. He's asking Reb Zeira is asking Reb Yosef. What about I have a friend Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak. We send each other stuff, right? He's makman on Tumah and Taira, and I guess I am also. So he sends me stuff, and I send him stuff. So we're sending back and forth to each other. So is the same rule apply, right? So Rav Yossi says back, I'm a lay, Mat by Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. What are you chapping Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak for? Why did you pick on him? Let's see, what's the shot in this question? What's this question? What is he asking him? Rabbi Yochanan ruled even produce received from someone known to be scrupulous must be tithed. What is special about Shmuel Yitzchak that you think that in other words, he's basically asking why should he be different? In other words, why are you asking me a question? It should be pasha that you have to take nicer because that's what Rabbi Yochanan just finished saying. Okay. So the Gemara answers, the answer is the chomad hu achal min shuka hu achal. So what that means is this, right? That he doesn't have any private food. In other words, he's a. You know what this is like? This is like these people that are always eating out. They don't have any food in their pantry. They don't make any food. They go out to Goldberg's for breakfast, then they go to another place for lunch, and they go. You know, they're always eating out. They don't have any private food. So this is kind of like that. He's always buying takeout. So that's what it says over here. Komashu achal min shuka achal. Whatever he eats is from the marketplace. So, when it comes into his possession, it needs to be, he has to take maestros because of demai, because he's getting it from Aratzim, right? So I'm inquiring whether this law, that even a person who's known to be scrupulous about Tumah and Tara may not be trusted regarding maestros, applies even regarding stuff that is not for sure tevel. In other words, Bishlam, if he grew the food himself, so that was tevel, and I would have to remind him that he took the maestros from it. But this guy, Reb Shmuel, he doesn't have any private food. All his food is from the street. And that food might have already had the maestros taken. It's just that we're machmer because, I'm a ratzim. So he also takes because of demai. So are you going to say that you're not maiming him l'gabe demai also? That's the question. So he's answering why.
With demai, you don't take 10%.
No, you say the same amount. Shmuel, it's the same dinner.
And what's the difference between tevel and demai?
The difference is all, whether it's derais or derabanan.
But so, you're taking the same thing.
Taking exactly the same thing.
He's trusted for.
So he's demai, not trusted. So we're saying tevel. Publicly, the way we've defined public now, publicly means when the food leaves my house, we don't trust him. Right? So if I send you food, you have to take. That was Rabbi Yochanan.
He gets it only from outside. You can trust him because it's.
So the question is, but he only gets it from the outside. So the stuff started off to only be Darabonin to begin with. So are you going to say that even then, if he sends it out.
It's already on a higher level, you would think, right? So he would be more afraid of being over derisive than a Darabonin. So you would think...
He's on a higher level as far as... Because he's Machman and Taurus?
Yeah. So you would think that he's going to be more worried about Tevel than Demai. If not Demai, I'll let it go. But Tevel, I'm going to be Machman.
So you're asking, what was the Havamina? Okay, here. If you're not going to remind him for their rices, which he should be more worried about, so that's his perspective. But from our perspective, it's the other way around. For us, it's more of a kshash what we're receiving, and less of a kshash if it's Demai. So it's the recipient's perspective that the Gemara is focused on. I don't know. It's a good question. The inquiry remains unresolved. like so many other inquiries. Okay. Now, here we have the typical split between the husband and the wife, one is from and one is not from. If he's a Neman, but his wife is not a Neman. Eino Nemenes, it says. Let's read it right. You can buy stuff from him, obviously, because he's a Neman. The aim is Sarkhanaslav, but you can't go be guest by his house, because guess who prepares the meals? His wife. Aval Omru, but they said, Harehu Kedorim HaNochash B'Chfifa. The husband is like someone living a snake that's about to bite. This is one of my favorite sayings. Because the wife, you have to be constantly worried. Is this going to be the meal she feeds me that's tevel? Is this going to be the meal? In other words, you always have to be, you know, so on your guard all the time. It's like, it's a crazy way to live, right? This is borrowed, you know. This is a borrowed term from relations with a husband and wife. That the Gemara says, "Ein adam dorim nochash bechvifa." If he has a wife who's constantly, you know, criticizing every single thing he does, So the ein adam dorim nochash bechvifa.
That was only in ancient times.
So I'm talking in ancient times, of course. Nowadays it's totally different. And remember the story I told you about my fence. Horitz Gedar, Yishchenu Nochash. I won't remind you. If you don't remember the story, you don't. Ishtin and Amenas, who went in Amen. What if it's the other way around? His wife went to seminary, but he went to public school. He's not an Amen. So, Misorchen Etzlo, you could be a guest because the wife is making the meals, of course. Vein Lochem Imenu, obviously. I mean, this is a double portion. But you can't buy anything from him because he's not trustworthy.
She's the Mashkiya. She won't let anything in the house. It's not.
Correct. She keeps a kosher kitchen. But in the store that he's running, which is open on Shabbos, you know, that's, whatever this is a typical case. Aval Amru, but they said, Tavu me'eru l'mishishtei nemenes v'hu ani nemen. Then let a curse come on someone whose wife is on a higher level than he is, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Tani. L'yishamish chaver b'mishna am ha'aretz. A chaver may not serve as a waiter at the party of an am ha'aretz. Full of besudas am ha'aretz, nor a meal of an am ha'aretz. Elim kein ha'yakol musukin u'usur mitachas yado. Unless everything was fixed by himself personally before it was served. Va'afilu me'nekas shalyayin, even the wine siphon. Which means like this. Which means, let's suppose, I'm using myself as an example, but I'm obviously not a Talmud Chacham. But let's suppose I was a Talmud Chacham. And I was the shamish, and I was a waiter. I used to be the waiter at Camp Nitor, okay? So if I was the waiter, and I went to fill up the siphon, the pitcher, with wine, so I could say to myself, you know what? I'll go to the barrel of wine, and the barrel of wine is tevel. I'll fill it up with wine, and on my way to the party, I'll be masaking it. You know, I'll take care of the mice just on my way back up to the main hall. Not allowed to do that. Why? Because people will see me taking from the barrel, and they'll say, oh, that barrel must have been masukun, and they'll come to learn that it's good. So you can't do that. That's what it means.
That's a reverse
concept.
That actually benefits.
The second thing, yeah. That if he was a waiter, then there's a presumption that everything is okay. You can assume that everything is tithed. Roast some mesiv and a chazaka. If you see him eating, you can't make a presumption. Ani Omer al tanoim shabalivo hu mesiv. Maybe he's eating the food that he, even though he didn't physically take the mitzvahs off, but he was relying on the stipulations he made in his mind for his own portion. So, whatever that means. So there's a big footnote here which I haven't read yet. So if you want to read it together, it's 8:56. We can read it together, but let's just finish the Gemara first. But no Mesa Vetzlov, his son is eating with him. They you have to watch out for him. The father has to take the maestros, meaning that the son could go ahead and eat and not worry about the maestros because he can assume his father took care of what's ever necessary for him. Chavero, but if you're by your friend, then you don't have to take care of your friend. Your friend can take care of himself, and therefore your friend has to take matches if he's eating. And that's the end of this daf. I just want to read the footnote 23 of those who have to run. He gives them to hate. So the Mishnah below describes a method by which a guest in the home of an Amah Aretz can tithe Damai unobtrusively. The Trumas Meiser is not separated per se. Rather, one simply designates some of the food at the side of the plate as Trumas Meiser, leaves it uneaten. Similarly, the Meiser Sheni part is also not physically separated. It's designated and redeemed with money. The money does not need to be present at the meal. The Meiser refers to this procedure as Tanoim stipulations, because the food that is to be taken as Trumas Meiser is not identified at the time they are taken, so he stipulates that the identity will be determined later. That's a stipulation. Okay? So if you see a chaver and he does not appear to have taken his Meisers during the meal, you can't assume that he tithed all the food in advance because he may be using this type of a heter. Okay.
You have to make sure that the Trumas Meiser gets to a Kohen, or as long as you separate it, you're done.
You have to. The Trumas Meiser must go to a Kohen, absolutely.
So what does the guy do? He leaves a little bit on his plate and then he sneaks it out of the house?
Good question. I would assume so, yeah.